Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Elections has scheduled a recount in the closely contested District 1 County Commission race following this week's primary election. Election officials say the special called recount proceeding is tentatively scheduled for Wednesday the 27th, 10 a.m. at the Dade County Board of Elections office after receiving a qualifying recount request under Georgia law. The District 1 race remains extremely close. Unofficial results show Robbie Ryan leading the field with 577 votes, while Jane Dixon secured the second runoff position with 467 votes. Candidate Gene McBriar finished just 2 votes behind Dixon with 465. Election officials say the board will first certify the May 19th general primary election results before proceeding with the recount. Meanwhile, voters are also being reminded about important dates ahead of the June 16th special runoff. Now, the deadline to request an absentee ballot is Friday the 5th. Early voting for the runoff election will take place at the Dade County Administrative Building in the Commission Room on Case Avenue in Trenton. Voters who do not participate in early voting have to vote at their assigned precinct on Election Day between 7 and 7. Additional election information is available through the Dade County Elections page and official county social media channels. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office is investigating an in-custody death that happened on Wednesday at the DeKalb County Detention Center. Officials say corrections officers were notified on May 20th of an unresponsive inmate identified as 63-year-old Mark Lovelace of Somerset, Kentucky. Corrections officers immediately began rendering aid while notifying the DeKalb Ambulance Service and Fort Payne Fire and Rescue. Lovelace was taken to DeKalb Regional, where he was later pronounced dead. Following Sheriff's Office policy regarding all in-custody deaths, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency was notified, and the State Bureau of Investigation agents will handle the investigation. Authorities say Lovelace's body was taken to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences in Huntsville for an autopsy. Family members have been notified. Lovelace was arrested in September in connection with a robbery at the PNC Bank in downtown Fort Payne. He was charged with first-degree robbery. DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon expressed condolences to the family, saying the department's thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Lovelace's loved ones during this difficult time. Georgia DOT is suspending interstate lane closures statewide for the Memorial Day travel weekend to help ease congestion and improve safety for holiday travelers. GDOT has reported that lane closures will be suspended beginning today at noon through Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. as increased traffic is expected across the state during the holiday period. Officials say while most lane closures will be temporarily lifted, some long-term construction zones may remain in place for safety reasons, and emergency-related closures could still happen if needed. GDOT expects heavier traffic around major tourist destinations and interstate corridors throughout the weekend. Drivers are reminded to slow down in work zones, remain alert near roadside crews, and obey Georgia's move-over law when approaching emergency or service vehicles stopped along the highway. Motorists are encouraged to check traffic conditions before traveling by using the 511 Georgia website or the free 511 GA mobile app. North Sand Mountain High School has announced the hiring of Coach Birchfield to lead the Lady Bison basketball program. School officials say Birchfield brings years of playing and coaching experience to the athletic program. Birchfield is a 2013 graduate of Dade County High School and went on to continue his basketball career at Shorter University, where he played at the collegiate level. His coaching background includes 4 years with the women's basketball program at Newberry College, along with 4 years coaching both boys and girls basketball at North Murray High School. Now, school leaders say they're excited about the future of the Lady Bison program under Birchfield's leadership, highlighting his passion for basketball, player development, and community involvement. Birchfield takes over the program as North Sand Mountain prepares for the upcoming basketball season. And American Legion Post 106 is inviting the community to attend a special Memorial Day service honoring the men and women who gave their lives in service to the country. The event is scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd, 10 a.m. at Veterans Park on the square downtown Trenton. Organizers say the service will provide an opportunity for residents to pause, reflect, and pay tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America's freedom. Community members are encouraged to attend and join local veterans and families in remembering the nation's fallen and heroes during the Memorial Day observance. The Braves beat the Marlins 9-3 last night, taking that series 3-1. Atlanta opens a 3-game weekend series with the Nationals coming up tonight. Pregame 6 o'clock, first pitch 7:15 on 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN, your home for Atlanta Braves baseball for 30 years. Get the latest anytime at discoverdade.com and here on the radio throughout the day on Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.